100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It is good to be back.
Come on.
How's everyone feeling?
So good. Very fresh this morning, actually. I'm very happy to be back here.
It's
home.
You know what? That's nice. your coat, it feels like we're in, like, a 1930s gangster movie or something.
Do you reckon?
Very cool. Yeah.
I like it. It's
very
fluffy.
Stylish. Yeah, it is. It has a fluffiness.
Looks comfortable, yeah.
I just look like a giant teddy bear, and I'm okay with that.
Stylistic choice this morning.
Definitely. How are you, Stephen?
I feel a bit like a prune.
Whoa, what's happened?
Oh, I feel super dehydrated. Yesterday was the Cardiff Hawks golf day.
Oh, yeah, that's
just spent
right.
The day out in the sun.
You got the permission slip signed in time?
Yeah,
your partner, Siobhan.
Skin of my teeth. Got it signed.
There was a minute to go. Like, the boys are outside with the
I'm
car
about
revving.
To tee off.
Come on.
Anyway, I ended up going. Had a good time, but I was so dehydrated this morning. I'm on the Lipton iced teas at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That is early, dude. On the Lipton iced tea.
Very early for me anyway. How are you feeling, Grimo?
You know what? Pretty good. Actually, Ari, on Friday night, I thought of you.
Oh, did you? Why? What happened?
Went back to that Jim's Malaysian. I don't know if you guys remember. I was talking about it last week on the show.
Yeah.
And up there on the special board in big picture was a Luxa.
Oh.
And I went, oh, Ari, you'd be loving this. Should I try it and review it?
Did you?
Didn't try it.
Come on.
But the other food was very good again. Oh, it's my new favourite, I think.
There you go.
Little haunt out at Charlestown. You drive out there past Stephen's old castle there with the moat and the new owners.
Whoever
it is. Yeah, they've been kicked out. I think they drive a Rolls Royce now, which is typical castle behaviour, really.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that it is.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So yesterday I decided, right, it's time to go for a swim. It's such a beautiful day.
Mm.
I went to Merriweather, some big surfing competition on, not a park to be seen.
Fabulous.
Oh, no.
So I went, you know what, off to Nobby's. It'll be good there.
Yeah.
Went down there. Oh, such a big line just to get to the car park. And then I saw one just near the, it's like the Port Authority there, which is just near the corner before it turns up towards Newcastle.
Yeah.
I went, I'll have that. I jumped in there. And then when I walked up to the actual Nobby's Beach, there were like four right along the actual beach, as close as you can get.
Oh, right.
That is so frustrating.
Oh, reverse parking karma. Stung me here.
I'm telling you, parking roulette, there's always one closer.
I thought of you. I thought, why didn't I just, put it all on black and go for it?
Because the thing is, people are like, oh, it's so busy. There's no chance. They don't even try near the front.
Yeah, I thought, there's not a chance. There's a line as long as Woolies on a Friday night. even for the ice cream van.
Oh,
And when there's a line for that ice cream van, you think this is about as busy as it gets. I should have just rolled the dice. I should have just thrown the ball on the roulette wheel and gone for it.
It's also that mentality that you're going, oh, you know what? If I just arrived a couple of minutes later, I would have already seen these and snapped them right up.
I don't know. It ruined my whole day just thinking about it.
Well, you know what? A lesson learned.
Definitely.
You won't find yourself in that situation again.
A lesson learned, always gamble. That's the lesson here.
That's
always
great.
Be a gambler. It's always safe and you'll always win.
Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
No, don't. Just do whatever. Always throw the dice.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie. How
good
are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
That's good. Let's jump straight into our news. So the Young Tillies, they had a good result on Saturday.
Yes, so they've done very well. As expected, our Young Matildas, they had a 3-0 victory over Chinese Taipei over the weekend.
Ooh.
Yes, and we have our very own Newcastle Jets girls on that squad as well. So Claudia Chico made her way onto the field in the starting 11, but unfortunately, Lara Gooch didn't actually play on Saturday.
Oh, that's a shame. She's yes. a very good player.
I know, but they are going to the FIFA Under-20s Women's World Cup in Colombia later this year, and they have another game on Wednesday, so hopefully she'll be playing then.
That's exciting. What a milestone.
Well, they've been killing it as well. Mm. Like, Claudia scored, didn't she? I think she scored in that 3-0 win.
Yes, she did.
And they've been absolutely crushing it. It's funny as well because they don't play in the Olympics, do they, the young Tillies, whereas the young Socceroos do. So, like...
Don't know.
That is weird.
Yeah, in the Olympics, historically, for the men's side of it, at soccer, it's their under-20 squad.
Right.
But for the women, they play their, like, national side, their full-strength national side.
Mm.
So these, like, young Tillies don't get the chance to go to the Olympics, whereas, like, the young Socceroos do, I suppose. So it's good they've got that World Cup to look forward to later this year as well. Something to play for, keep, like, competition spots fierce.
Typical. Boys get everything, girls don't.
And it's such a good
squad. I mean, I feel like it'd be good if they could get, you know, go to the Olympics, though, and get the medals.
Yes.
Because sure, absolutely. I feel like they'd be that good, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And gold looks better on young women, so, you know what? Men, in the bin.
Oh, there we go. Always seems to be the way.
All right. On that note, we'll move swiftly on. So, more talk from Newcastle Council to upgrade parks.
Yes. We've got some more parks upgrades for Newcastle, and this is something that's going to benefit both sporting men and women.
Okay.
So Newcastle are moving to upgrade Smith Park in Hamilton after they've received a $2.5 million grant.
It's a bit fair whack of money, isn't
So
it?
What's going into the... I mean, for $2.5 million, what are you putting in a park?
Wow.
Some new grass or something?
Sandstone blocks.
Exactly.
Four-way seesaws, the flashy ones.
Surely not. There's not enough for that, is there?
Well, I can tell you, I always am very surprised about the amount of funding and then what they say is being upgraded.
Okay.
So they've got new drainage, irrigation, and realignment of three synthetic cricket wickets.
So nothing that we care about.
What? That is so... What new drain... Putting a new drain in. Oh, who's in charge of this? Whoever's in charge of it, they're wasting the money.
They're Absolutely. All in Hamilton as well. Like, they're doing Gregson Park in Hamilton as well. Any other suburb get a park upgrade? No.
Well, actually...
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
They also have announced, I believe it was a couple of months ago, Adamstown also are having a park upgrade soon as well.
So, like, next door.
Yeah. Although that's part of a 15-year plan, so...
So nowhere...
There'll be one new drain over 15 years. Oh, my God. You know what? Stay tuned, because we'll have all the updates over the next 14 years and 11 months as that is rolled out.
New FM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Switching gears a little bit, we move to into the world of... selling underwear. Now, Stephen, is this something you know about at all?
I'm sure he does.
What do you mean,
Where do you
sure
think all
he
that
does?
Money comes from?
That's what it. Money?
Nah, the reason we're talking about this is this lady who... Do you remember Prince Harry went on that big Vegas weekend back in 2012?
Iconic.
Became famous. There was a photo that got leaked of him in the nude.
That's right. Like someone's papped it through a window or something like that,
it.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cheeky.
It was he went over there with the idea what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
However, when you're a prince, people like to take photos and tell stories, and it doesn't stay in Vegas.
Right.
Anyway, there's a woman who reportedly kissed Prince Harry back in that 2012 long week, the weekend that he went. Right.
Claim to fame. Yep.
And I don't know what this is. A dominatrix? I don't know what that is. That's what she's self-proclaimed as.
Right, okay.
Her name is Carrie Royale. I don't know if that's her real name.
That's a fun, isn't it?
That is definitely a fun name.
I don't know if that's her real name. She has apparently sold his underpants from that weekend.
From that infamous night.
Yep. So she sold it. $380,000 they went for.
What?
Yeah. A single pair of underpants, right? And it's been sold to this, to a strip club owner who's trying to build a shrine to
Prince Harry.
To Prince Harry.
What the hell?
Wow.
There's so many, I guess, layers to this story.
I mean, that just kind of breeds stalker, doesn't it? If someone's trying to build a shrine involving their underpants.
That's a bit weird, don't you think?
If there's any, like, a mysterious death of Prince Harry, that's where you're going, isn't it?
Straight away.
Straight to the person who bought his knickers. $380,000.
$380,000 for a pair of underpants.
Is there even any proof that he wore them?
Well, the photos don't show any undies, do they? So you can't even, like, line them up. I don't know. Do you reckon it's, you know, when you, like, go off to school, some kids have, like, their names sewn into their clothes?
Oh, Harry does not.
Do you reckon Harry has his name?
The royal insignia on the tag.
Sewn into his undies. Oh, they are his. Look, they've got his name on there.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Oh, guys, it's rare in life that you get to, especially at my age, experience something for the first time.
Oh, this is interesting.
Which happened yesterday.
Well, you'd be closer to experiencing things for the last time. Hey. Things in life.
Hey, so true. So true. But how about this, right? First time. So yesterday about 12 o'clock, I went into Aldi and I was getting some things for a little barbecue at home.
Nice. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, exactly. Had most of the things already, just the last few bits and bobs that I'd forgotten, right? So in my, I guess, shopping, I had a tub of yogurt, right, a tub of ice cream, a bag of bread rolls, and a red onion.
Odd barbecue items.
I had all the meat and stuff already. These are the last few bits and bobs. The yogurt went in for a salad, ice cream for dessert, red onion for whatever. Anyway, I had it all at the counter there. And it was a difficult carry, right? Because they're odd-shaped things and I didn't have any bags or anything.
Oh, no.
So I get it through. They put, you know, and they're so quick at Aldi.
They throw it down the end of the bloody checkout, don't they?
Quick. Anyway.
Like, calm down.
And there's nowhere to, like, put it, you know, organise it. So I'm stack up all the stuff, a red onion's still there.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I do with this red onion? Because if I put it on top, it's going to bung onto the ground and I'll lose it. So for the first time in my life, I put an onion in my pocket.
In your pocket.
That's a bit. I thought you were going to say in my mouth.
I thought you were going to, full Tony Abbott as well. Just crunching onion.
I have never in my life put an onion in my pocket.
How big were your pockets, dude? Because, red onions are not that small.
Well, no, regular. Like, men's shorts have good pocket size.
Oh, right, I forgot.
And, yeah, I just thought to myself, wow. That's a first for everything, isn't it?
Do you feel different?
I do. Have you guys ever put an onion in your pocket?
Yeah, I think so. I often use pockets to juggle groceries, yeah.
No, because women's pockets are notoriously small.
There you go.
And inconvenient.
Sucks to suck.
All I can say is, it doesn't matter what age you get to, there are still new experiences out there. Dream big, because you never know what is going to happen.
All right, we'll never get that minute back. Anyway, it seems to me the biggest fad, I guess, of the last couple of years has been influencer boxing matches.
Oh, it's huge now, isn't it?
Oh, massive.
Pay-per-views go off for it, don't they?
Well, they most certainly do. There's money to be made for these, I guess, social media stars.
Yeah, because a lot of them, I think, are coming from YouTube, and because everybody watches, like, every man and his dog on YouTube these days, they're pretty much, like, B-class celebrities now.
Well, that's it, and YouTube is where it kind of started. It's moved into the TikTok field now.
Right.
But, like, YouTube kicked it off with Logan Paul and KSI was the first, like, big YouTube bout.
Yeah.
Now, Logan Paul's brother, Jake Paul, has announced his next boxing match, and it's against a pretty big name, right? One of the youngest heavyweight champs in history, one of the best knockout artists of all time, once a proud owner of a tiger. None other than Mike Tyson. He's fighting Mike Tyson. Now, this was announced a couple of days ago, but I've let it breathe to kind of get a gauge on public reaction.
Sure.
And polarizing is probably the way to sum it up. So the details, first of all. So these two are set to fight in July, and it's being streamed on Netflix.
That's odd. So if you're
odd partnership,
if you have Netflix, do you get to watch it or do you have to pay extra?
So not confirmed yet, but early reports have claimed that the fight would be free to all Netflix subscribers.
Well, there you go.
I think I would watch it.
Well, if it's free, I guess.
Yeah, you've already got it. Why not?
Yeah, just sit down.
Well, that's the thing. And with, I guess, that in mind, that's going to be free for everyone who owns Netflix at the moment, which is everyone.
But if you're advertising it with Netflix, I highly doubt people who might not have the streaming service would jump on board and pay for a subscription just to watch this silly fight.
But well, everyone's got Netflix or knows someone who got Netflix, you know?
Or if you got rid of it, you might get it back. It's only $12 a month or $15 a month or whatever. So people go, that's pretty cheap even for one fight.
To be fair, yeah, if you buy it for that 1 month, like I guess they could normally charge you $50 for the pay-per-view. If you're watching it, on something else. So it still is fairly cheap, you're right, Crevo. Which could lead to this being maybe one of the most viewed bouts of all time.
I reckon.
See,
I heard that, like, The Rock, for example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, so this is, like, wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that he was making a one-time return to the WWE, so people would be jumping on board to, like, watch him, because he's, like, a massive star. But, like, watching this, what, Jake Paul and whatever fights, a bit silly.
But what you got to realise is no extra cost to a lot of people.
That's the thing.
So that's, like, the Crevos of the world who would never pay for a pay-per-view.
Exactly. I would never watch a pay-per-view fight. Not in a million years.
He might turn it on. Might have a look.
I think I might look to see.
Okay. So you're in the marketing system.
That's
okay.
It. I've worked it out.
So, yeah. So, you know, obviously this will be a big spectacle. Hasn't come without criticism, though. Mm. Jake Paul, 2 years older than me. Mike Tyson is the same age as my parents.
Oh.
It really is a father-son vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's like 30 years difference between the two of them.
But in saying that, though, Mike Tyson, I mean, you can't buy experience. Like, he is a legend in the ring.
He's also about to turn 60,
yeah,
you know?
Real talk, Stephen, I'm directing this question more towards you. Who do you think will win? Because you've been percolating on this for a couple of days now. Do you think they're going to let Mike Tyson be defeated by Jake Paul?
Well, that's the other criticism I've got of this. All these celebrity fights, always exhibition fights. Mm. I mean, they don't count to their professional record.
Oh, okay.
So even if you lose, it doesn't end up going in. It's not a cross on your resume or anything.
So it wouldn't tarnish the reputation too much.
Yeah. I actually have been on social media and seen the like training videos of both of these fighters. Sure. That's in inverted commas. Mike Tyson looks unbelievable.
Wow.
But I think like at some point you gotta slow down. Mm. Jake Paul was like 27 or something in his athletic prime.
At 60. 60. Do you think he can still win?
I don't think he can.
I reckon he'll turn out like Rocky. He'll have like one good fight left in him and then that'll be it. Yeah.
Oh, so one guy. Ari, you're saying it's going to be Mike Tyson.
Mm. Mike Tyson.
Stephen, you're saying it's going to be Jake Paul.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. That's how betting works, ladies and gentlemen.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So, there's something really tasty that's hit the shelves in Lake Macquarie's biggest store. Of course, I'm talking about Costco, okay?
You are, I guess, Costco representative.
I am a bloodhound when it comes to Costco products. I love it. So, obviously, because I live in Lake Macquarie, Costco is, like, right near me. It's, like, 10 minutes away. So, that's technically my local. So, Mum and I go down there all the time. They're in Bullaroo. So, I guess we go every week, pretty much. Like, we're fiends for it. So we notice when new things come about and they come, like, being released on the shelves. There's taste testing stations.
It's
like,
such a weird shop, Costco.
I've never heard about it.
It was so odd. Yeah. Never again.
It creates gossip, though, at your house, doesn't it, when
absolutely.
The new products arrive?
What about
this one?
Well, as soon as I moved back up here to Lake Macquarie, I was like, I'm going to join the community pages because there's a singular Costco Lake Macquarie community page, but I'm across all of the community pages.
Of course there is.
So every resident has been posting about these products called pickle chips. So you can find them in the freezer section and they're literally like, you know how you get like chopped up pickles like on your cheeseburger at Macca's or something
sliced
like that?
Yeah.
Sliced,
yeah.
Thank you. Well, these are dipped or rounded out in batter and deep fried. Obviously frozen, you put them in your air fryer or in the oven or something like that when you get home and bing, bang, boom, you've got crispy pickle chips.
See, I assumed when you first said pickle chips, it was just like Smiths have come out with like a
pickle flavour.
I've seen all this before.
Not quite.
No, this is fresh food.
Well, fresh food is frozen. But, and you just salt them and whatever. So everybody's just been just on
going
these.
Off.
Yeah. So much so that they're running off the shelves. I went there last week. There was none there.
Wow.
So, like, they are coming in as fast as they're going out. It's ridiculous. Highest turnover of a product I've seen yet in Costco other than the cookchooks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. It's so that obviously... have they created this? Is this a Costco invention that a food scientist, working away? Or
see, most of the stuff in Costco is called the Kirkland's brand.
Right.
So that's like US brand or something like that.
Woolworths Select or Black and Gold.
Basically. Yeah, version. So it's not made here.
Right. So okay, interesting.
Mm.
This is so Gen Z millennial culture.
I was going to say,
do you think so?
Yeah, because Gen Z and millennials were, I guess, at the forefront of the pickling trend during COVID. Remember, people used to pickle absolutely everything. I guess people bored and got nothing better to do.
Mm.
Yeah, this will be good on TikTok.
But it became such a fad that a lot of the pickle manufacturers saw record sales and, we haven't had sales like this since the 30s.
Right, and stuff like that.
Last time, pickles were relevant.
Exactly.
Obviously, someone's capitalised on this and gone, what do people love aside from pickles? Chips. Let's put it together. It's a match made in heaven.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I have this newfound appreciation for public transport here in Newcastle.
Well,
that is a sentence
I've
never been said
ever in my life.
I knew for a fact that this would get you guys going. So over the weekend, I went down to Sydney for my brother's 30th birthday bash, of course, and him and I, we had to catch the train into the city, into the CBD, and we were trying to go from Campbelltown all the way into, I guess, the main area near Central.
Oh, my Sydney suburb.
That is a big journey.
Well, it's not bad, but it was about 45 minutes. However, didn't get there because as soon as we hopped on the train at Campbelltown Station, there was this announcement that came through as a boom, boom, boom. Just letting you know, passengers, that we've had a freight train broken down and we have no idea when we're going to be able to clear it. So we were sitting there for probably a good 20 minutes and then they kept saying the same thing 5 times. Broken down freight train, don't know what's going to happen. So then you just see everyone just walk out of the train and just find another way to get to wherever they needed to go. Oh, my God. And there was 20 stops that this train had to make. We were not getting anywhere. So we had to call Mum to come pick us up to take us into the city, a 50-minute drive from Campbelltown. It was just a nightmare. So I've never had such an experience on Newcastle transport systems, especially going from any Lake Macquarie ones to Sydney. So we love it here now.
So what, Taylor Swift was in town, was she? Shut down all the trains again.
Yeah, that's right. It was buses replacement. I think that happens just about every week, it feels
pretty
like sometimes.
Pretty much. So, in other words, Newcastle, don't hate your transport too much.
Yeah, it's,
could be worse.
It still could be way better.
I was going to say.
That's what I think.
I think what I got from that is also bad in other places.
A couple of weeks ago, probably about a week ago, I spoke on the show about how I was driving down Brunker Road in Adamstown and I saw it coming towards me past, Henny Penny and then past, they've got the French hot bread there and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Was, past Domino's and all that, this peeplater driving on the wrong side of the road.
It's just somebody learning to drive, isn't it?
I think
they've already learnt though.
Well, they should have passed their test, but I think maybe an unfamiliar road or something like. Just assume that it was one way, two lane, rather than I guess lanes going both directions.
Pull out of a driveway. I don't know. Yeah, you're right though, Ari.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was very foolish, and I was sitting kind of opposite him at the lights. I thought this guy's going to hit me. And he's going to just drive straight. Anyway, eventually saw me. I got a bit of a high beam flash. He's like, I'm in the wrong lane here. Across he went. Yeah. No dramas. Oh. And lucky, no one was hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
But behind the scenes, I learnt that this miscellaneous peeplater wasn't the only person in Newcastle who perhaps had a bit of an oopsie-doopsie early stages of license.
I think everybody has, surely.
Well, I'm looking at you, Ari, because you told me an absolute doozy you had.
Oh, look, I'm okay, guys. It's fine. But so back in the day, many years ago. So when I, the day actually of that I got my pee plates.
Sure.
I decided to, you know, after dinner, after we had like a celebratory taco night, you know, I was like, you know what? I just got my license. I'm going to go for a little drive. So off I go in my
back
little...
when you're not paying for fuel, mum and dad are paying
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, in my little beep car. So I was like, okay. Thank you. So I was driving a manual as well. So sometimes it takes a little bit more brain power to drive a manual. Anyway, so I thought, oh, I'll go back to my hometown of Holmesville. And unfortunately for me, as I drove into the suburb, it started like pouring down rain. It was a big storm. Didn't even know where this came from, out of the blue. And so I was in one of the streets. I think it was Elizabeth Street or something like that. And I was driving ever so slowly, and then I just lost control of the wheel, lost control of what I was doing, and I went, like, into a ditch because it was, it didn't have, like, a gutter, like a...
Yeah,
or anything
no,
like
no
that.
Guard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's an old town. So I eventually...
In the ditch you go.
In the ditch I go. And then I just sat there for a good half an hour trying to calm down. So I've... That freaked me out for my first time driving on my own.
There you go. Your license still warm from the press. They put it together. Yeah. And for me, it was I was with my cousin. She was... Well, this was in America, but they have the similar things called provisional over there.
Sure.
Anyway, she's on that license. Probably, I think she would have been 16 or something, just got it, went out for a drive to go somewhere, and it was snowing because it's North yeah. American winter. We're on the highway, went straight off into the guardrail.
Oh my gosh.
Luckily, there was a bank of snow up the guardrail. The car just needed a wheel alignment. That was all that was... We were so lucky. But I remember, like, her being like, don't tell mum and dad. Not tell them. Just say we clipped a curve. And I was like, oh, okay, it's not my parents, whatever.
Classic. This is the kind of gear we're looking for, I suppose. 4967-4105 is the number to get involved. Of course, for doing so, you can win yourself some free fuel on us.
Oh, $100 worth, too.
$100? Is that what we got?
Yeah, $100 fuel cards up for grabs just for telling us what went wrong on the pee plate.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be your story either. Yeah. If you'd like to dob in perhaps a friend or a
child,
maybe the kids. Yeah, they're driving your car, maybe borrowing it. Nightmare. Let's go to Wungie. Morning, Jess. What's your pee plate mishap?
Good morning, guys. Okay, so I had just gotten my brain for pee plate, and 2 weeks prior, I had actually just gotten a brand new car. So this car, it was a Holden Astra, had no scratches whatsoever. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And for like, you know, the first couple of weeks, I thought, I'm not going to park anywhere near another car. But the first time I went to a car park, I decided, okay, I'm going to park between two cars. And on my left-hand side, there was a big, bulky four-wheel drive / truck-looking thing. And so I quickly thought, okay, I've got enough room here. I'll turn in. I turned in, and as soon as I tried to turn in, my car wedged up against the side of the big four-wheel drive, and it stuck. So I tried to, like, I pressed on the accelerator to go forward and see if I could unlodge it, and it shook the whole four-wheel drive.
No.
And so then I would try to go backwards, and it shook the four-wheel drive again, and my car still went nowhere.
How quick were you reversing? You yourself lodged up that, like, that stuck?
Yeah, it was really that stuck. And so I ended up putting my foot down the accelerator pretty hard, and I quickly, like, reversed out, luckily. But by that stage, I had, like, there was a guy filming from behind.
Oh,
and
no.
Oh, my God. And you just faded out there. I don't know what happened.
Ended up on the... You know what? I bought a Holden Astra. That's my car. A few scratches on the back bumper. I reckon it was Jess's.
Probably.
Just trying to sell it after that. Oh, get rid of the evidence.
All right, to Cessnock next. Ethan, what happened on the pee plates?
First day I got my license, so I'd go for a drive with me top, going from Cessnock to Nelson Bay, and somehow managed to get stuck in a torrential storm with hail and fog that bad that everybody's falling over, and I just thought, I'd just keep on driving.
Yeah, well, you're an expert at this stage. And was there any, like, damage? You ended up getting in a bit of trauma, or did you just, you know, take on the storm like a champion?
It was a bit nerve-wracking at the start. First day on EP,
only been driving for, what, 40 minutes, half an hour, and yeah, come across the sky. I didn't really know what to do, but empty road, everyone else pulled over, so I just kept on charging along.
Now, Ethan, we were looking for people like disasters, not a chance for you to flex when you aren't driving on your first day.
That's driving perfectly and no issues. Once you've failed that one, no fuel for you.
105.3 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Deluxe. All right, let's get into it. This is Lowest to Lux. Our favourite game is back, baby. Basically, how it works, we give you three items. You got to list them from the least expensive to the most expensive, and that's it. You get them right, we give you a family pass to go see the circus.
Yeah. How good's that?
It's as good as it gets. Only local winners as well. Mm-hmm. No one from anywhere else can win.
No.
Well, let's meet our, I guess, Novocastrian, who's competing for said prize.
Yeah.
Went to East Maitland. Morning, Chris. How's things?
Good, mate. Good. How are you?
Very well. How's your weekend? Get up to anything exciting?
I went on a weekend away, actually.
Ooh, where'd you go?
Lovely.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
I'm sure it was. An undisclosed location.
Man of mystery, doesn't want to tell us.
You got to keep those, you know, hidden gems hidden. I agree with you, Chris. Don't worry. All right, so let's get into Lowest Lux. You understand how the game works, of course?
Yeah.
Let's fly straight into this then.
All right, Chris, here we go. First one for you is a Shimano Jewel 7-foot spinning fishing rod from BCF at Bennett's Green. That's your first item. Your second one is a golden deep-fried seafood plate from Battle Sticks in Newcastle. And then your third item is the new Hyundai Venue hatchback, 6-speed automatic, 4-wheel drive. So there's those three items for you.
All right, so you've got a fishing rod.
Yep.
A seafood plate.
Deep fried seafood plate.
Keep in mind cost of energy. Yeah.
And the new 4-wheel drive. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts here, Chris?
Well, the 4-wheel drive is going to be the most expensive, but...
Yeah, so we've got to start lowest. Remember that. So go lowest. Yeah, yeah. What's lowest?
I'd say the seafood and then the fishing rod and then the 4-wheel drive.
All right, we're locking that in, Chris?
Yeah.
All right,
let's price out the seafood first then.
Okay, so the golden deep-fried seafood plate from Battle Sticks is going to set you back $40 each.
Okay.
So then you've got the Shimano Jewel 7-foot whatever fishing rod.
Now, I'm not a fisher, but I've heard of that brand. So I feel like that's quite a reputable
Shimano.
BCF,
you know, quality. So that's going to set you back $199. So that means that the Hyundai Venue hatchback 6-speed automatic 4-wheel drive has to be more expensive than $200. You're looking at $25,000.
He's got it.
Yes, you are off to the circus for free family pass. Now, you're out at East Maitland, so that's very convenient for you, isn't it?
Yes, it's only just around the corner, which is good.
How brilliant.
Save on fuel as well. Look at that.
There you go. Perfect.
Check now, if you want to get yourself a family pass to start our circus, like we said, happening from 14th to the 24th of March at the Maitland Showground, be same time, same place tomorrow. So do not go anywhere.
Keep it locked. Don't leave your car, in fact.
UFM. The Novos.
The other night, going out for dinner, we went out for dinner in the city, in Newcastle itself, right? So from Mayfield, sometimes we'll go via Industrial Drive, and then you cross Throsby Creek.
There's that little bridge there. It turns
into Hannell Street. And just where that was, we're crossing the creek, and suddenly, it was almost as if the sky went full black because there were a 100,000 bats flying over.
Right.
Out of nowhere. This is the most bats I've ever seen anywhere ever. And I don't know what's caused it. Emmy said, my wife Emmy, she goes, "There's too many bats." I said, "Well, what does that even mean?" She said, "Well, I don't know, but there's too many bats."
They've killed them in the past, haven't they? Sometimes it does become a problem.
Yeah, they do.
Certain parts of us, you know, around Newcastle, it can be too significant. I think it might be headed towards that direction.
Yeah, sure.
Or perhaps the real Batman is living in Newcastle.
I'm Batman.
That is the, these are the only two explanations.
I feel like you just wanted to have some fun with Batman and Butterbar.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, it's maybe the case.
To be fair, though, like, I'm not sure what it's like in Cameron Park, Ari.
Yeah.
But where I am in Hamilton, there are a lot of bats as well. And they're massive. They're actually so big.
So you guys, like, closer to the Newcastle area are finding it's that actual problem where you're living at the moment.
Definitely. Right now, they're on epic proportions. Honestly, I've never seen... The sky went black. That's how much there was. I think it was, I don't know, Thursday, Friday night, something like that. That's very strange.
Yeah, well, out in the west, all us blokes
Cameron Park, yeah.
Yeah, no, not an issue at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A bat-free zone. Bat so free zone. If we're going to narrow down where Batman, where he's living, I'm thinking maybe it's like Wickham or Maryfield or something like that.
The bat cave is somewhere underground.
I think it's in a city.
Clean up the streets of Wickham, you reckon?
That's, that's what needs to happen. And once that's done, maybe he'll move on and all the bats will leave.
Let's
fingers
hope so.
Crossed.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So my parents have gone on a trip that over to America.
Have they?
Yeah. America.
Yeah, so my dad, he's originally from there, so they're going to visit family, all that sort of stuff.
Whereabouts?
They'll be... So his family's in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, Rocky.
So they'll have a good time.
Is he from West Philadelphia, perhaps?
No.
Born and raised?
Unfortunately not.
Damn it.
Whilst that would be funnier, that's not the case. But my dad's like... My dad is 80 and my mum's a few years younger. Mm. They're not the greatest with technology.
Right,
so I get a text that arrives early this morning. How do I turn off my roaming? I'm like, no. How can I even sort this out? You've probably gone back to sleep already. And then my mum's got an iPhone. I've got Samsung, so I can't even, like, you know, send her a screen grab video.
Of how it works.
How it works. So all I did was Google that. And then, like, send her a screenshot of the instructions.
Sure, yeah.
Good luck to them. They will not be figuring that out. Luckily, they're, like, going to stay with some friends who have a 14-year-old son.
Oh, so well, there you go.
That'll solve everything.
He'll be able to sort that out. No dramas. Talking about now... Jobs you've weaseled out of. So if you've got one that comes to mind, it can win you $100 worth of free fuel. This comes after, basically, I'm in the Hamilton Chateau at the moment, right?
That's very nice.
So I've moved in with my partner Siobhan and her auntie and uncle as well.
Yes.
And over the last couple of months, I've been putting together, devising a sneaky little plan.
You are devious.
I am. Devious and cunning, words often used to describe me. Basically, what's happened is I noticed that early days, there are a few complaints in the Hamilton Chateau about the way I hang out washing.
Okay, so you're doing it wrong, or...?
I think they just are very particular about the way they do it.
Oh, sure. They like things done a certain way.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, it's the classic, you got to, like, I guess, like, whip out and really, like, I don't know...
Shake
like
it.
Fan out clothes before you... yeah, before you put them on the line. And two pegs per item and stretch it out as far as you can and all
Sounds
this sort
right.
of stuff. Well, I don't know, I think it's very proper when it all gets dried anyway. Normally my tactic is just throw it on the line.
As much as you can get on there.
Peg on there, sometimes it's inside out, sometimes it's all like folded together, whatever.
Just it all dries in the end.
It all dries in the end. That's what I say to them. Anyway, they're like, oh, it doesn't dry as quick, or it's not as efficient, or yada, yada, yada. But I figure I'm probably about one, two tops loads away from never having to hang the washing again.
Because you're driving them crazy.
Because I'm driving them so nuts with the way I do it.
Oh, yeah, don't they always say... If you break a couple of dishes, you soon get out of doing the washing up.
Yep.
Well, there's a few I've noticed. Too. Dishwasher is one where, like, Siobhan's auntie has a particular way of loading the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And if you do it wrong, she's like, oh, I'll do it anyway. Comes in and takes over. I learnt that one very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm quite good at bludging and weaseling my way out of chores.
Oh, don't I know.
He does it all the time at work.
Yeah. So there's one at my house I've weaseled my way out of. So... Okay. My wife, Emmy, has a very particular way of folding clothes.
Oh, that's another one, yeah. Yeah,
so her, honestly, once she's done with T-shirts, they look like they're ready to go on the stand at, like, the Gap or something.
Mm.
You know, they're all, like, folded.
Very proper,
in
yeah.
that rectangular way so you can't see any of the arms.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just all like that.
Concealed, yeah.
Whereas I'm just
like, is it a singlet? Is it a shirt? I'll never know.
That's it. And, you know, like, for me, it's just half and half again. Yes. It's just okay. in quarters. But so if I fold a few things, let's just let me do it. It's gotten to the point where she's the only one that does folding. I fully weaseled out of it. Right. I can do that other way, but it is, I've gotten out of it.
That's so good, isn't it?
Oh, look, I think my dad, actually, I'm going to dob in my dad for this one.
Sure.
So it's not that he does something wrong. What he does, though, is when it comes time to do the dishes, right, you eat during the day or you have dinner or whatever, he purposely walks away, might put a bowl and, like, his cutlery or whatever, like, next to the sink, but walks away going, oh, gotta go catch up on the football results or something like that. Won't even give an explanation. Sometimes he'll just walk outside and just go for a walk or whatever. And, yeah, he just weasels his way out of doing the dishes by just leaving it there and being like, oh, I'm busy. I got better stuff to do.
Got something else going on.
My brother always had to go to the toilet when it was dishes time.
There you go.
40 yeah. minutes on the loo.
Weasel. Yeah.
This is what we're doing. 4967-4105. Give us a call and you can win yourself a $100 fuel card just for telling us what's the chore you've weaseled out of the job. Or maybe it was one of your partners got out of or something like that.
The
as
kids.
Well.
The kids are weaseling out of it. Whatever. Dob them in.
We'll head to Rutherford first. Morning, Lauren. What's the chore you've gotten out of? Or who's the chore bludger in your life?
Sorry, my baby's in the background making lots of noise.
That's all right. All part of the fun. We're a family show.
Yeah.
My husband he hates mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Mm.
And he'll let it get up to, like, knee height before he goes, oh, maybe I should mow it.
Oh, so it's a swamp in your
does
backyard.
Does he end up having to do it anyway, though, or does he find a way to get someone else to do it?
Sometimes we've had to pay someone to get someone to do it.
Oh, my God, because it's gotten too long. You know that thing is a pit of snakes after that.
And you're like, oh, my mom can't handle that. You need to get in the industrial stuff.
No, my fault. It's gotten over the knees.
Dear idea. All right, let's head over now to Waratah. Good morning, Amanda. What story have you got for us today?
Hi, guys. My future husband, Christopher, well, he hates taking out the bin.
Oh.
His knees are always sore, or he'll do it in a minute, or he just needs to rest to go do something else. So
the knees always sore.
Yeah.
It's like, that's feels like the bottom of the barrel type excuse,
it's
doesn't it?
Bins.
Now,
yeah,
Amanda, you said future husband. Here's my advice, drop him.
Can't do that.
It's only the bids.
I tried to help you. Wrapping things up in Madawi, what's your story, Gabby?
Hey, guys. First off, you may not know this. The term for getting out of tasks by doing them really, really badly is known as weaponized incompetence.
Oh, I have heard this,
yeah.
Actually.
I have not heard
I'm
of
very
this.
Good at that.
So my dear partner, for the 8-year relationship we've been together, 7.5 of those, he has not washed the dishes or cooked me a single meal.
Are you joking me?
How have you allowed this to happen for 8 years?
I know. He does other things, I will say that, but he managed to just do it so badly at the outset. Specifically, he's cooked me one meal in 8 years. He burnt the baked beans and mashed them into the pot so badly it took me hours to wash it out that ever since then it's like, oh, okay, you know what? I'll do it.
I think this has gone from weaponized incompetence to weapons of mass destruction incompetence.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, I find this job quite interesting sometimes, right? Because the three of us, we're clearly not celebrities, right?
God, no.
But every now and again, we get a little taste of it. Like,
have you been recognised in public, Stephen?
No, not quite.
Stephen, is that you?
No, because
Stephen.
Like, we do this job
Can
for
I
love of it. No, none of that. We do this job for the love of it, obviously. We're not, like, paid very well for it.
Nah.
It's just something we enjoy doing in the morning, right? Mm. But, yeah, sometimes we do get a little, I guess, flash of how the other half live. Now, this one's for you in particular, Crevo.
Is it now?
Because this happened BA, before Ari. But do you remember last year we got a visit from this lovely lady named Trudy who dropped in all these free Domino's vouchers?
I do remember,
she was a franchisee, so she owns a couple of Domino's around the Newcastle area. Oh,
thank you, Trudy, by the way.
I finally used my voucher on Friday night.
Oh, very good.
Went into the Adamstown one. Yeah. Got two free pizzas, a garlic bread and a drink as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, how good's this?
Living
this
the good life.
This is how the other half live. Oh, I was like, this is luxurious.
A little lick of the pepperoni pizza, if you will.
What was so good as well was like the staff. I like never seen a voucher like this before.
It was exclusive. VIP. Like,
Like, what's the code on the voucher? I was like, don't have one. I'm like, codeless. Seems suspicious. Yeah. I brought it in. They're like, I've never seen one before, but that seems legit.
There you go. Yeah, well, of course it is. Trudy brought it in.
Well, Trudy signed it. It's got a handwriting on it, a little, you know, note, you know, to the Novos team and all that.
Well,
so,
like you said, before Ari, so Trudy, if you're listening, come back in, please.
Here we go, soliciting for it. Unbelievable.
Stephen gets a taste. Ari wants a little taste as well.
Well, you know what? Speaking of a bit of Stephen while we're at it, if anyone has been listening to the show at least this year, you would know then we do tell you sometimes that there's a bit of dancing that happens in studio and it can get quite interesting up in here.
Well, we have a lot of fun.
We do.
Now, let's be real. When you crunch the numbers, like our show's 4 hours from 5 to 9.
Yeah.
But we probably talk for maybe like, I don't know, 40 minutes or something total.
Yeah. So there's
a lot
of music playing and us just chit-chatting.
Lots of Newcastle's best music variety as well. So we love it. But dance.
Yeah, we've always got it turned up. In the studio.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so Stephen is probably the biggest dancer out of the three of us.
I would agree.
Okay.
The most eccentric,
Okay, so there's quite a few interesting dance moves that you generally pull out all the time. And I'm like, I've never seen this gear before. This guy's talented. So I decided over the weekend for my brother's big 30th birthday bash, right? We went out in Sydney CBD. We went clubbing. So I'm like, I might, you know, test out these dance moves to the Sydney audience, right?
Oh, that's so cheeky because they would have never seen it before.
Well, that's it. Like
Newcastle, they would have seen me do it, you know, on the dance floor at King Street or Exchange or something.
They're ready and familiar.
Well, first time ever in Sydney. So I can confirm it was a busy night where we went. I think it was Goros or Gyros or something. And it was my brother, his beautiful wife, and a couple of our friends, right? And like a dance floor full of people. So I'm like, this is a perfect time to bust these out. So I can confirm out of the 4 different dance moves that you pull in studio, the above and below fist pump confirmed to be a big hit.
Really? There
paid homage to your dance move, Stephen. It is paid off, my friend.
Now, you sound surprised, Crevo.
Yeah.
I think it is clearly my most iconic dance move.
Oh, there's no doubt it's your most iconic.
For those who are unfamiliar, I'll try and explain it.
Yeah.
Essentially what you do is you have one fist out in front of you at like eye level.
Yeah.
And you hold that firm. That arm's locked in. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And then with your
horizontally.
And then with your other hand to the beat, you just put like a fist above and then you move that fist to below. Below that stationary fist.
To the beat.
That's it, exactly.
Beat of the music. Yeah, so well done, Stephen.
So one on the board.
Yep.
Success.
We're not going to talk about the others, though. They did not come out well.
Did they not?
They were like, don't know about this. I'm like, right, I'm just going to stick to this one dance move all night. And I even got Sarah and Samuel to copy me. Now, when Sarah and Samuel Gaddy copy your dance moves, you know that it's good and it's cool.
Iconic.
Because they are cooler than me.
There we go.
I already knew they were cool. Just to get some anecdotal evidence.
To hear that they are certainly cooler.
It feels good. It does feel like a win. Did you try any of Crevo's dance moves out?
I did.
Yeah, which one?
There's a reason why I didn't mention it.
Oh, lucky.
They were too good. Too good for radio. A visual medium, traditionally.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
As we're talking here about Rupert Murdoch, because he's set to marry again at he's 92 years of age.
Oh, come. Come on.
He's just gotten engaged again. I'm like,
how many times is this? Yeah. It feels like he's gone through a few wives.
So this will be his 5th wedding, if it goes ahead, and 6th engagement.
Really?
Now, obviously, my main question is why. He's 92. Just have a girlfriend. Like, why does he need to get married again?
You really don't need to do it again. I mean, you've had enough experience in that kind of realm. Why would you want to go through it?
Do you think he's like his girlfriend now fiancé is on his case?
It's either that or he's just a massive romantic and he's like, I love weddings. Well, I don't know.
Because the other thing as well is like, if you were engaged to Rupert Murdoch, you know, you could probably sling your dream wedding.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, if you've been thinking about it for years and years and, you know, all your family can be there and, like, destination wedding back on the cards, you know, all that kind of stuff.
No expense spared, so you can have all the fanciest, finest things in life.
That does appeal a little bit.
Yeah, so his fiancée now, 67 years of age, is a Russian molecular biologist.
Ooh. Wow.
This is interesting into itself. It's his sixth engagement. He's been having a crack at it. Here's some context. Since 1956, he's been getting married to ladies.
When you put it in context like that, it's not that many weddings, is it?
I guess average it out per, you know,
once every 12 years or something like
70
that.
70 years worth of getting married. That's a record, surely. That should be in the Guinness World Book of Records.
I don't know, Stephen. It's a record, but it's high up there. I just think it's so unusual that, you know, at that age he goes, you know, I'm going to give it another go. I mean, does he think there's another one after that? Well, what's his thought process?
You know what? If you're one of his kids,
yeah.
Obviously they've just had the whole succession type thing in real life with him handing over his, you know, media mogul to his son and all that kind of. But if you're one of his kids, you'd be thinking, God, another person getting in on this inheritance.
That's right.
There'd be so many now. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, $1 billion split amongst a billion people. That's only a dollar each.
Even though, you know, he'd have some sort of ironclad
he'd have the prenup right by now.
He'd just copy and paste. He'd just ring up his lawyer. You just copy and paste from the last one, would you? Just make sure you change the names this time. I don't want that stuff up again. We'll get that our lawyers over to your lawyers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if you do that, you know they're spending heaps on the wedding. You know, every time this happens, the inheritance is ticking down, isn't it?
Is someone walking him down the aisle? 92, you know? They'll need a wide aisle, won't they, for his walker frame?
Exactly, because you know he's not doing that of his own steam, is he?
Well,
all I can say is good luck to the happy
couple. We love.
Yeah, we do. All that stuff.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So if you happen to be in our local area over the weekend, I unfortunately wasn't, so I had serious FOMO over this, right? So the Newcastle Beer Festival was on at King Edward Park there, and there was so much beer, like, as in, like, I mean...
A beer fest?
I know. Sure, you know.
And we talked about this in the What's On Guide, which is something you can hear on New FM Friday mornings, just a little plug there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was one of the best, you know, weekend guides we've ever had, I think.
Look, it wasn't as good as when you do it, but I will accept it was pretty good.
All right, well, fair enough. So, yeah, like the big thing on Saturday, though, I have read in an article that punters downed at least more than 12,000 litres of beer on the Saturday alone. So that was a lot.
Standard Saturday night.
Yeah, conservative estimate, I reckon.
Oh, the thing is, though, like, I was saying to my partner Mitch yesterday.
I would have done 11,000 of those, I reckon.
Well, you probably would have if you were actually there. No, I was just saying to my partner Mitch, I said, look, we need to go next year because that sounds awesome. So much craft beer. We missed it.
I love craft beer as well. Yes. Would have been right up my alley somehow. Gone. I should have gone.
Yeah, you're a bit of a craft beer snob, aren't you, Kuna?
Yeah, I am. I'll admit it.
Now, yesterday, I played golf for the inaugural beetroot and cheese jacket. So, beetroot and cheese, the colours of the mighty Carter Hawks.
Right.
Of course, we played for, you know, like in golf, they play for the green jacket, you know, like Masters.
That's worth a lot of money, isn't it, if you win that?
Yeah, absolutely. Ours not worth so much money, but you get your name embroidered on the back of this jacket, which they've had tailored. They're a very own golf jacket made for Cardiff.
Carter Hawks, looking all fancy. Look at them go.
Well, it was a fun day. So, we played at Shortland Waters Golf Club.
Yeah, very nice, flashy.
And, like, I didn't play very well. Obviously didn't get my name embroidered yesterday. But I made some interesting observations about the state of play as the day progressed, I suppose. So I admittedly don't play a lot of golf, right? I go to the driving range here and there, but like playing actually nine holes, not something I do very often. And yesterday was the first time I'd ever used a golf buggy.
So now, you look fun.
They are fun. Right. Were you driving?
Oh, yeah, sometimes driving, sometimes not. We were kind of like whoever was closest.
Yeah,
I wasn't even really taking turns. It was just whoever was kind of closest or...
They'd jump behind the wheel.
Jump behind the wheel, yeah, exactly. So we're using the golf buggies, and these golf buggies at Shortland Waters, I'm not sure if this is like a standard thing from all golf courses or if it's like, you know, a bit special to them. But they had Eskies on the side of them, inbuilt Eskies.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
And you're allowed to take alcoholic beverages onto the course with you.
Wait, that's not standard practice, is it?
So you can go into the pro pro shop. You can buy yourself, like, you know, a local drop. So the Bolter was very popular. That was the drop of choice yesterday. Get yourself a little bag of ice, and you can take cold drinks around the course with you.
This is kind of genius, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well,
yeah.
I'm starting to see why people love golf so much.
Yes.
I had a really good time. But it's funny how, I guess, the consumption of alcohol...
Makes you better, like darts, is it?
Well, it affects different golfers differently.
Okay.
It's interesting. I reckon it's an insight into people's minds. Because you work out very quickly who the overthinkers are.
Right.
Because for, like, myself, when I'm, like, playing golf, so new to the game, there's still so many things for me to think of, right? Yeah. So I'm like...
Squat
right,
down,
that's
bend
it. Head,
your knees.
Head down, shoulders down, foot planted, you know, ball slightly forward of stance, all this kind of stuff you got to remember.
No idea what that means, but yep.
If I have a few alcoholic beverages, I forget one of those steps and I played a lot worse. But there was a lot of guys who were obviously that overthinking was in a bit... was like, I guess... detrimental to their style of play, and after a few lemonades, they were hitting them unbelievable.
They were going better.
So it was like there was these two kind of graphs you saw if you were to plot this, two lines, you know, alcohol consumed versus level of play.
Yeah.
Some people just went up like you wouldn't believe. Others dropped. But I guess the change was exponential in both directions.
So some were playing absolute stinkers by the end and some were killing it.
Some were killing it. Yeah, it was very interesting. I had a very good time. Yeah, enjoyed
golf,
myself.
Not so strong.
Golf, yeah, not so strong.
However, the drinking game was the strongest.
Yeah. I was probably best on ground there.
The beetroot and cheese jacket awarded not to Stephen this year. Always better luck next time is all I'll say.
UFM. De Novos.
Beautiful sunny day. Tomorrow, copy and paste. Wednesday, copy and paste. Thursday, copy and paste.
Predictability.
As well.
That's what we like to hear.
Oh my God. Pre-record the weather chats.
Well, we certainly can. There we go. That is us done pretty much for the day. A little bit of housekeeping before we go, though, right, sure. Stephen?
Yeah, well, fingers crossed my mic's there gets fixed. I'm like leaning against the table here. It's falling apart.
It's very funny.
On me.
That's
on
all right,
Monday
though.
Morning. I guess the mic stand has also got the Monday blues. I hope you can hear me all right.
Yeah, we can hear okay. Congratulations to Jess in Wanjee, who, oh my God, her inability to park on her P plates. It was an extraordinary story. She managed to crash into two cars and scrape down the side of one. God, if you want to hear the full story, of course, you can on the podcast, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spotify.
UFM.com.au is also a place you can hear it.
Sure.
Just go
is.
And look. You'll find it.
That's us done for today. Have a great day, everyone.
Yeah.
More prizes tomorrow throughout your day as well. And that'll do us. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.